Hello, we are reading in the writings of Bala Sulam, the articles of Shamati, article number 6, what is support in the Torah. In the work we're going to read from the beginning of the article, you can find the study material in the Arvut system under the study material icon. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Shamati, article number 6, what is support in the Torah in the work?
Yes, we know that the Shamati articles are the most important part, the main part of our spiritual work, so it's worthwhile for us to read. We will repeat the part that we read already from article 6, what is support in the Torah in the work? And, well, let's read it. Let's try to read it directly from beginning to end. And you will write down questions as you should. Try to be good students. And later on, right, you can ask the questions so that we don't suddenly stop somewhere according to the desire of each and every one. And then we will not understand the flow of the article itself. So, please.
Shamati, article number 6, what is support in the Torah in the work? When one learns Torah and wants all his actions to be in order to bestow, one must try to always have support in the Torah. Support is considered nourishment, which is love, fear, elation, and freshness, and so on. One should extract all this from the Torah, meaning the Torah should give him these results. However, when one learns Torah and does not have these results, it is not considered Torah, since Torah refers to the light clothed in the Torah. As our sages said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. This refers to the light in it, since the light in it reforms him. We should also know that the Torah is divided into two discernments. One, Torah. Two, mitzvah, commandment. In fact, it is impossible to understand these two discernments before one is awarded walking in the path of the Creator by way of the counsel of the Lord is with those who fear Him. This is so because when one is in a state of preparation to enter the Creator's palace, it is impossible to understand the path of truth. However, it is possible to give an example that even a person in the preparation period can somewhat understand. It is, as our sages said, Rabbi Yosef said, a mitzvah, commandment, protects and saves while practiced. The Torah protects and saves both when practiced and when not practiced. The thing is that when practiced refers to when one has some light. One can use this light that he obtained only while the light is still with him, as now he is in gladness because of the light that shines for him. This is discerned as a mitzvah, meaning that he has not yet been rewarded with the Torah, but elicits a life of kedusha, holiness, only from the light. This is not so with the Torah. When one attains some way in the work, one can use the way he has attained even when he is not practicing it. That is, even while he does not have the light. This is so because only the illumination has departed from him, but he can use the way that he attained in the work even when the illumination leaves him. Still, we must know that while practiced, a mitzvah is greater than the Torah when not practiced. When practiced means that now one receives the light. This is called practiced, when one receives the light in it. Hence, while one has the light, a mitzvah is more important than the Torah when one has no light, meaning when there is no vitality in the Torah, of the Torah. On one hand, the Torah is important because one can use the way one has acquired in the Torah. On the other hand, it is without vitality, called light. In a time of mitzvah, one does not receive vitality called light. Therefore, in this respect, a mitzvah is more important. Thus, when one is without vitality, he is considered wicked, since now he cannot say that the Creator leads the world in a manner of the good who does good. This is called that he is called wicked, since he condemns his Maker, as now he feels that he has no vitality and has nothing to be glad about. So he can say that now he thanks the Creator for giving him delight and pleasure. One cannot say that he believes that the Creator leads his guidance over others in a manner of good and doing good, since we understand the path of Torah as a sensation in the organs. If one does not feel the delight and pleasure, what does it give him that another person has delight and pleasure? If one had really believed that providence is revealed as good and doing good to his friend, that faith should have brought him delight and pleasure from believing that the Creator leads the world with the guidance of delight and pleasure. If it does not bring him vitality and joy, what is the benefit in saying that the Creator does watch over his friend with the guidance of good and doing good? The most important is what one feels in one's own body, whether he feels good or bad. A person enjoys his friend's pleasure only if he enjoys his friend's benefit. In other words, we learn that with the sensation of the body, the reasons are not important. It is only important if he feels good. In that state, he says that the Creator is good and does good. If one feels bad, he cannot say that the Creator behaves with him in a manner of good and doing good. Thus, precisely if he enjoys his friend's happiness and receives high spirits from this, and feels gladness because his friend feels good, then he can say that the Creator is good, is a good leader. If one has no joy, he feels bad. Thus, how can he say that the Creator is good and does good? Therefore, a state where one has no vitality and gladness is already a state where he has no love for the Creator and ability to justify his Maker and be happy, as is appropriate with one who is granted with serving a great and important king. In general,
well, up to here, let us stop here. If there's anything that is urgent according to the text, please go ahead and ask. You may ask.
Kiev.
Рав, вот он в начале статьи пишет о том, что любовь — это как бы плоды.
In the beginning of the article he writes that,
если я правильно понимаю,
love is a result of studying Torah, and afterwards he continues, if I understand correctly, that precisely when I'm happy with a friend, that feeling comes as a result of learning. Is this something we should ask?
No. Not as a result of the study, as a result of the connection. I myself, all in all, can receive from the Creator a tiny spark, a very tiny light called a thin candle, small illumination. If I connect to others, the more people that I connect to, then through them, I can receive, all in all, light. Because the light that comes to me through others is a lot stronger than what I get by myself. Because if it's with the friends, then I have to rise above my ego. I have to take them into account. I simply have to pay for the connection, to exert. And then I get through them light, and this is already something else from what I can get directly. And therefore, the main part of one's connection with the Creator is through others. At least it should be the group. Let's say 5 to 10 people. And this group should be concerned about having such a connection between them that whatever each one gets goes into the center of the group, and there each and everyone is with his heart, and thus he discovers the Creator.
Так вот это через товарищи получаем свет. Это любовь. Фактически раскрывается.
The fact that we are receiving the light with the friends, is this a love between us?
Well, connection at least. Love is something that is it's not so clear. Love is considered that to the extent that I connect with the friends and I want to bestow to their vessels and everything that passes through me to them, that operation and the result of it, all of this is called love. In short, adding to my will to receive, that by this already becomes a desire to bestow to the friends, the desire to receive of the friends and to bestow to them, this is called love. Therefore, it says that love covers all crimes. That here we will have to skip over all of the egoistic distances between us. And then we get the light. And mostly the light that we get it through everyone. And this is why dissemination is so important for us, and studying together, and so on. Asia.
The fact that I see in the friend the fact that the Creator is good and does good, isn't it within reason? So should that give me joy?
How can you see that within reason, that
I see that the friend is happy.
How do you see that it's good for him, what he gets from the Creator? You can see money, honor, all kinds of such egoistic things that he gets in his life. However, not what he receives from the Creator.
And the fact that he is glad,
well, he can be glad for 1,000 different reasons.
Thank you. Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. There's something here that doesn't really, I can't really understand. On the one hand, we learn that the state of dissent is good because in that state we have work. But the article says, in that state I am wicked. And that's not so good when we do feel the flavor in the work. So how are these things reconciled?
I didn't quite understand what you're asking.
Normally, we learn that the state where we don't feel good taste in the work or joy, it's a good state because now we can choose, we have a choice.
Why is it a good state that when we don't feel joy and pleasure in a world that is managed by the Creator?
Because we're still receiving pleasure in the vessels of reception.
Oh, that's something else. This is what you feel, but it's not that the state itself is good. The good state is when we are full of pleasure, which we get from the Creator. And in that pleasure, we discover both what the Creator is giving us with the pleasure, and also that it comes from Him, that the host is giving me, He Himself, and what He is giving me. These two, I get them, and I enjoy both of them.
So, if I'm still in an uncorrected state and I'm receiving my vessels of perception, so it's better if I don't feel flavor.
I mean, you don't feel, you cannot feel. In the vessels of reception, you have no connection with the Creator.
Thank you.
Спасибо, Раф. Подскажите, пожалуйста, еще, вот что это за свет, в котором есть жизненная сила при выполнении заповеди?
What is this light that has the feeling of vitality while keeping the mitzvah as opposed to keeping the Torah?
I don't quite know what you're asking about, but the light that shines through actions of bestowal is called the light of Torah. And in that light, there is light that comes to the person by him simply being above his ego, only that. And this is called light of Chasadim, mercy. And the other greater light is that he passes through him the light to others. And this is called light of Chochmah. So we have two lights here. And we are talking about the fact that the light of Chasadim is the light of the correction of creation, and the light of Chochmah is the light of the purpose of creation.
Peter, too. And Shilot.
You don't have questions?
Tov.
Слышно?
Okay.
Then.
Можно же радоваться и от того, что другому стало плохо. Какой все-таки должна быть радость и от чего?
Симха, симха.
You can't be happy when someone else feels bad.
The happiness should be about the fact that through the friends we're giving contentment to the Creator, we're making the Creator happy. That's our goal. Why? Because the Creator, all in all, is the force that exists between us, connecting us and bringing us back to the highest and best state. And then because it's the way of the good to do good, then we discover Him in such a way. Therefore, to the extent that I want to bestow to the Creator, I realize that I am corrected. Okay. PT8.
He says here that a person, when he engages in Torah, he obtains some way in the work, and he can use this way even while he's not engaging. What is this way in the Torah that he attains when he engages in Torah?
Usually, we can be on the path and feel some general satisfaction from this, not as a result of our actions that we're doing right now, but in general, because we are connected to our group, we're connected to the Creator, but in the form of such an illumination that doesn't quite depend on our actions. We don't yet have truly actions of bestowal. Whereas if we already have some connection between us and are able to bestow to one another, and we hold one another, then we reach the Torah, because we're truly performing actions of bestowal.
So what does it mean to engage or not engage in the Torah?
That's a broad thing. From just studying that one wants to reach the qualities of bestowal, or even just general study, it is also considered that one is engaging in the Torah. But really, the Torah refers to the reforming light. When we study, in order to awaken it, we study and we perform all kinds of actions in order to awaken upon ourselves the upper light, and that it actually shines on us. And then to that extent, we rise above our will to receive and are capable of connecting between us. And this is how we advance. This is called the Torah. And this is in our state. But in general, the Torah is altogether all of the light that is intended for creation in order to correct the whole of creation. That is the broken vessel of Adam HaRishon. And to fill it, all of this is called the Torah. The inner power that exists in the Creator's relation to the created beings. Yes?
Is there a state when the Ten doesn't engage in Torah? Can such a thing be when the Torah does not engage in Torah?
When they're studying like students who have no intention of reaching mutual bestowal, a mutual connection, then it is considered that they are not yet studying the Torah, but rather just studying wisdom. The Torah means that we nevertheless want to reach connection, what Kabbalists tell us about. And then in this special form of study, we are drawing light that corrects us, and it is called the Torah. As it says, I've created the evil inclination, I created the spice of Torah. But if I'm not thinking about correcting my evil inclination, then what I study is unrelated to the Torah or the spice.
Moscow 6.
Рав, доброе утро. Подскажите, пожалуйста, пока не совсем понял, исходя из статьи, как испытывать наслаждение от того, что...
I didn't really understand from the article how to feel pleasure from the friend feeling good.
This is to the extent that you connect with him in the form that he is your friend, chaver, chaver, from the word chibur, connection. Then by you realizing that if you attain the Creator, you will attain him in the connection between you. And then this friend becomes truly a part of you. And then you're happy with whatever, however he is advancing on the path.
Hi, Rav. Hi, Worldly. Rav, is there a special way to show the friends that the Torah is not some black and white piece of paper in front of my eyes, but my internality where I actually plug in into the friend and I give my insides, you know, to him and my intentions above everything, and not to do it like, you know, just like I do everything else. So
Try to write all kinds of articles, small parts about the correction, about what you're thinking. But consult, however, with our dissemination managers. Check with them and then publicize it, and you will see how much this helps you. Bala Sulam also writes that everything that he was rewarded with, he was rewarded with it because the generation requires it. And this is what he did in order to advance the generation. What else do we have? Queens? No, we don't have queens. Info women.
בוקר טוב רב, שאלה מטורקי 2.
Good morning, Rav. Question from Turkey 2. Does a reforming light, is a reforming light, does it change in each degree with respect to a person? And if so, does a person draw the light by performing the mitzvah?
Yes, by performing the mitzvot, we draw upon ourselves the reforming light, and that light depends on from which coarseness and from which quantity and quality of a will to receive we are awakening. So it depends on, is it my will to receive, or is it, does it comprise a few people, a few individual souls that we want to connect into a single soul? It depends on the height of our deficiencies. All of this determines what we awaken in the upper force that then comes and corrects us and fills us.
Hadera 1.
Can it be said that the general light, when a person doesn't engage into one, receives, as you said, and a light that a person receives when he engages into, which is surrounding, that they are surrounding light and inner light?
No, it's unrelated. We should talk about that some other time. Don't get into the study. Just talk within the framework of this article. PT 32.
Thank you. Thank you, Rav. He writes in the article, therefore, precisely if he enjoys his friend feeling good, it gives him high spirits and gives him joy from his friend feeling good. Then he can say that the Creator is a good leader. Now, we keep hearing about all kinds of troubles that friends have. How can we say that the Creator is a good leader when friends have such troubles?
This already depends on the correction that we go through on the path. Let's hope that we reach a state where instead of these corruptions, we will feel, but we will truly feel, not just say, but rather we will feel that this is all mercy, first simple mercy and then truly revealed mercy with the illumination of Chochmah.
PT 35.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli. I have many questions, but I'll focus on one. What is elation and freshness? What does that mean?
That I wake up in order to aim my desires through the friends to the Creator. Israel, the light, or the Torah and the Creator are one. PT 31.
What kind of relation toward the friend should we come to? So I will see constantly that the Creator is good to him and it will bring me pleasure.
All the time you cannot see good things because otherwise you will not advance. The advancement is both at night and also during the day. And therefore, there's no such thing as all the time. However, we need to realize that there are changing times, and we need to know how to use both of them, both the night and the day.
Merkaz 1.
Question from a friend. How can one know that he's indeed learning Torah and not knowledge?
This is according to the extent of his connection with others. Only then that he's come out of his ego and he exists outside of himself. So that's one of the indications. And, well, pretty much, what does he think about? How does he bestow to the Creator through his connection to the friends? Then it is considered that he's studying Torah. When he's asking for forces for that, desires, yearnings, whereas in other forms, when he's studying, then it's not considered Torah. It might bring him there, but it is not called Torah. The Torah means that he wants to serve to the Creator the vessels that the Creator will take care of them, correct them, connect them, and fill them. And it is all in order to bring contentment to the Creator himself. PT
25.
Rav, what you just explained now, is this what Baal Sulam means when he writes that the Torah, that he attained some way in the work, that way he attained, he can use it even while not engaging in it?
Yes, yes. Even when he doesn't have the light, however, the method that he has a grip on, it exists inside of him.
Question from a friend. Where do we see that we can delight?
No, that's not now yet. I can see it when I have equivalence of form, but right now I don't yet have equivalence of form. Mark 3.
Rav, что предпочтительнее, прикладывать усилия в обвинении?
Which is preferred to exert, to make efforts in connection, to perform the mitzvah, or to reach a conclusion that we can't?
No, we just have to press forward, forward, forward towards connection between us and an ear and connection between us and the Creator. This is actually the only mitzvah commandment. The fact that we're not capable of that, well, we will discover that along the way, on the path, if we deserve to discover it in such a way. Well, and Ashkelon too.
The article mentions the time of preparation. Who are wicked and righteous at the time of preparation?
Those who walk on the path of preparation, that's called a righteous on the path of preparation. One who doesn't want to walk it, even though he has an opportunity, he's considered wicked. And maybe both of them exist in the same person, however, at different times. Let's continue the article.
Continuing with the article, paragraph, in general, we must know.
Yes.
In general, we must know that the upper light is in a state of complete rest. And the whole expansion of the holy names occurs by the lower ones. In other words, all the names that the upper one, that the upper light has come, that the upper light has come from the attainment of the lower ones.
That is what we're talking about, the wisdom of Kabbalah, the lights, the vessels, it is all out of the fact that there were people who attained it, and they told us about it. We will also attain it. Maybe we will attain such things that they did not attain, even greater ones. So we will tell about those as well. And all of this is called the wisdom of Kabbalah. What we received from the revelations within our corrected vessels.
This means that the upper light is named according to their attainments. Put differently, one names the upper light according to the way in which one attains it, meaning according to one's sensation. If one does not feel that the Creator is giving him anything, what name can he give to the Creator if he does not receive anything from him? Rather, when one believes in the Creator, every single state that one feels, he says that it comes from the Creator. In that state, one names the Creator according to one's feeling.
According to one's feeling, what the person feels, according to that he names the Creator, because of course he's getting everything from the Creator. The whole world is the display of the Creator towards us. So if we complain about the world, then we are called wicked. Because eventually this is what we're saying about the Creator, that he is bad. Yes?
If one feels happy in the state he is in, he says that the Creator is called the good who does good. since this is what he feels, that he receives from him good. In that state, one is called tzaddik, righteous, since he matzdik, justifies his maker, the creator. If one feels bad in the state he is in, he cannot say that the creator is sending him good. Therefore, in that state, one is called rasha, wicked, since he marshia, condemns his maker. However, there is no such thing as in between, when one says that he feels both good and bad in his situation. Instead, one is either happy or unhappy.
Next.
This is the meaning of what our sages said. The world was not created but either for the complete wicked or for the complete righteous. This is because there is no such reality where one feels good and bad together. When our sages say that there is an in-between, it is that with the created beings who have a discernment of time, you can say in-between in two times, one after the other. As we learn that there is a matter of ascents and descents. These are two times. Once he is wicked, and once he is righteous. But at the same time, for one to feel good and bad simultaneously, this does not exist.
Yes, we cannot feel both good and bad. It's either bad or good. And accordingly, well, as much as we feel ourselves in the Creator's world, then we point to Him, to the source of what we feel, that the Creator is good, or, God forbid, that the Creator is bad. Next.
It follows that when they say that the Torah is more, this is so because one cannot receive.
No.
Yeah, we just repeated the paragraph.
It's not transgression, you're going to read it again.
Okay. When our sages say, we're going to read again that last paragraph, that the world was created either for the complete righteous or the complete wicked, it is because there is no such reality as a person feeling good and bad together. And when our sages say that there is an in-between, it is that with the created beings who have a discernment of time, you can say in-between in two times, one after the other. As we learn that there is a matter of ascents and descents. These are two times. Once he is wicked, and once he is righteous. But at the same time, for one to feel good and bad together simultaneously, this does not exist. It follows that they said that the Torah is more important than a mitzvah. It is precisely when he does not engage in it, meaning when he has no vitality. Then the Torah is more important than a mitzvah, which has no vitality. In the action he is in, he feels no vitality. He doesn't receive a special light for a specific spiritual action. And therefore, this is regarded as engaging only in Torah.
This is so because one cannot receive anything from a mitzvah which has no vitality. But with the Torah, one still has a way in a work from what he had received while he was practicing the Torah. Although the vitality has departed, the way remains in him. And he can use it. There is a time when a mitzvah is more important than Torah, meaning when there is vitality in the mitzvah and no vitality in the Torah. Thus, when not practiced, meaning when one has no vitality and gladness in a work, one has no other counsel but prayer. However, during the prayer, one must know that he is wicked, because he does not feel the delight and pleasure that exists in the world. Although he makes calculations that he can believe that the Creator gives only good. Yet, not all the thoughts that one has are true in the way of the work. In the work, if the thought leads to action, meaning a sensation in the organs, so the organs feel that the Creator is good and does good, then the organs should receive from this vitality and gladness. If one has no vitality, what good are all the calculations if now the organs do not love the Creator, because He imparts them with abundance? Therefore, one must know that if he has no vitality and gladness in a work, it is a sign that he is wicked, because he is unhappy. All the calculations are untrue if they do not lead to action, meaning to a sensation in the organs that he loves the Creator, because he imparts delight and pleasure to the created beings.
Shelot.
Questions.
Ну, Цафон 2.
Цафон 2.
Rav, איך לדעת בתוכנו,
how can we know inside of us what is the true reality?
איך לבדוק, איך לעשות,
how to check, how to criticize what we're feeling. Only through the environment, only through the society. You have no other way. If you are within yourself, you can imagine whatever you want. Either bad or good, but you will never know the truth. If you are with the friends, and you check yourself with respect to them, then, all in all, you build a network of connection where you advance together. Each one is either up or down, because it has to be this way in a properly diverse society. But in general, you're moving forward. It's like a wheel. Some go forward, some go backwards. But all in all, you have movement. You are the same. So the main thing is the connection in the general progression. That's it. And never check the situation according to your personal state, because it will never be right. You may be going backwards in the turning of the wheel, but in truth, you're moving forward as a group. This is an example from Rabash.
Barur.
Clear?
Be'er Sheva.
All right,
Be'er
Sheva.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World 10. This article is amazing. Now, there are many questions, but I'll ask one question with your permission, Rav. What are the organs that should feel the joy that he refers to at the end of the article?
The corrected desires that are connected with the friends into one system, when you can already put together a body that has some vitality in it already. So within that system, you will feel the spiritual vitality. And it is never in one person. This is why I'm so concerned about dissemination. Because only through connection between us, the King is glorified in the multitude of people. So the more people know about what should happen, even if they don't do what we do, performing all kinds of operations, it will still promote everyone to the revelation of the Creator.
Rav, with your permission, if so, the joy, a person really receives it from those parts of the friends, those points in the heart that succeed in connecting. From there he gets the pleasure, not from the light itself.
Yes, no, from these parts. But of course it is because the light spreads in them and fills them already. Eta 3.
Maestro, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Volevo chiedere questo: come faccio ad arrivare a uno stato di buone
bene? I wanted to ask, how do I reach a state of the good who does good? To see that the Creator is actually the good who does good. How can I, or what can I do in the state of wicked towards the ten?
You want to discover the Creator as good and doing good according to the law of equivalence of form, so you too have to be good and doing good to some extent. Toward the friends, toward the Creator you can't. What can you give Him? But only toward the friends. If you connect them, if you promote them as much as possible, you work on dissemination and connection. To that extent, you can discover from the Creator the power of correction and the power of the filling. And in this way, you discover the Creator also as good in doing good. In other words, to the extent that you relate to others, to the friends, to humanity in general, according to this, you can feel that the Creator is good and doing good.
Spain 1.
Spain 1.
Shalom, Ra, Shalom, Kli. Mi pregunta es, la luz de Jomá.
Hello, Rav. Hello, Kli. My question is, the light of Jomá spreads from the left line or from the right line, or simultaneously from both sides?
No. Jomá spreads in the left, Chasadim on the right. We haven't spoken about it, but we will soon learn it. It's a 4.
Rav, hai detto che il Bore è il buono e benevolo.
Però non... Rav, you said the Creator is good and does good, but I cannot judge this situation according to my vessels, but only according to the environment. So what does that mean?
How can you see yourself only through the environment? To the extent that you awaken the environment and you operate on them and you do for them all kinds of in meetings, meals, you prepare materials for the lesson. Dissemination is the most important because now we're in a state where we are far from each other physically. But we can disseminate together. So out of this, by this we hold each other, we strengthen each other. That's our main work. Therefore, studying, connecting in the group, and through dissemination, bestowing upon the whole world. By this, we mainly give contentment to the Creator. The more you promote the world toward the Creator, to reveal the Creator to all the created beings, by this, you bring Him contentment. That's it.
Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
Раф, вот в начале Бальсулам говорит, утверждает даже, наверное, что...
Раф, in the beginning, Бальсулам claims that until a person, while a person is in the preparation of entering the king's palace, these are not the true ways. Towards the end, he writes that not all of one's thoughts are true in the way of the work. And you also add now that it's not worthwhile to try to check individually your state. So should we understand this, that in a way that in engaging in any kind of self-change, self-analysis is all wrong, a priori, but rather only to support the inclination towards connection. And when there are descents or ascents, we need to learn how to work with it. So what kind of analysis can we do in the 10? How can we do it correctly?
We have to see ourselves only through a complete 10, because this is something that exists before or in the eyes of the upper force. Let's put it this way. This is where we are, broken. All kinds. This is we. It's not writing very well. No, he wrote, we are.
Limala meitano,
and above us is the system of Adam Rishon,
שזה בעצם העיגול,
which is basically the ideal circle. Well, it came out more of
Adam.
It didn't come out as a circle, but as an ellipse, but this is Adam.
Adam. Anichtov Neshama.
All right, a soul.
Neshama.
Soul.
Zeo. Velimala mize.
And above it, the upper light.
Upper light. Or Elyon.
The upper light.
Or Elyon. Zeo. As ech ani yechol lirot.
So, how can we see ourselves toward this abstract upper light, which is the Creator? Only through the system. To the extent that we build this system more and more and more out of all those vessels that we want to assemble into a state where in the end they become a 10, which is built entirely correctly and nicely. Keter, Chochmah, Binah, Chesed, Gvurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchut. So this whole system will be connected into 10 Sfirot, and then that system is called Adam, because in a way, when it's connected correctly, it is similar to the Creator. This will all in all be similar to the Creator. This is why it's called Adam, from the word dome, similar. Is that clear? Niv, is that clear?
Yes, but what is unclear is what is the relation to the soul, meaning to see the ten as complete. What does that mean?
Adam is the soul. You see, I wrote it in parentheses a long time ago.
But in our state, how should I look at my friends in the 10 who seem to me as broken, disintegrated?
We build out of ourselves the system that is called the soul, neshama.
And this means emotionally what?
We become incorporated the way Rabash writes and Baal Sulam writes, the way Rabash writes in all the social articles, how to connect with the 10. And to be zero and the other one, etc. Clear? Good.
Ну, частично понятно. Еще один вопрос.
Вот partially it's clear. Well, I have another question. What does it mean here? What does Baal HaSulam intend in the when he says mitzvah, this concept?
Mitzvah, commandment, is only one thing. To come to work in order to bestow. That's it. There's nothing else. So how do we perform these acts of bestowal in order to resemble the Creator in the connection between us? When you take the friends you have in the group and you try to relate to them in bestowal, even to the point of love, by this you make yourself similar to the Creator, and you come to a stage where with these dispositions toward them, with this disposition toward them, you begin to reveal the Creator relations, the Creator's relation back to you. This is called I for my beloved and my beloved is for me. And in this way, according to the law of equivalence of form, to the extent that you relate to the friends without even showing it, it's inside.
So,
to the extent that you have this disposition toward them, you will begin to feel in your relation to the friends the Creator's relation to you. That's it. This is why it's called from the love of people to the love of the Creator. Because the upper light, the Creator's relation to you, has something to clothe in you loving people, so the Creator can dress within your love as in a vessel and live within that vessel and revive you. And this is how He is revealed to the created beings. We have to arrange our vessels, and we arrange these vessels out of our egoistic desires, on which we place the restriction on the egoistic usage of them and on the inclination, the disposition toward others, toward the friends above our ego, in connection, in the tendency to give, to love, and accordingly, according to the powers of our efforts, we will feel accordingly that the Creator shines in us and dresses in us. That's the whole wisdom of Kabbalah. There's nothing more. You want to ask some more?
Да, no? Должны ли что мы здесь должны анализировать, мы как десятка?
What do we have to analyze here as a 10 in our work?
According to this system, we realize ourselves each day. Each day. And according to the rule, the King is glorified in the multitude of people. The more people we have who understand, who feel, who engage in it, even a little bit, each one, and it'll be easier on all of us because we are connected. We are in this system of Adam. The shattering happened only from our perspective. So we will feel that we are disconnected from each other, that we hate each other, that we are far from one another. But in truth, it is only in order for us to correct our feeling. And then we'll see that the world is always good and does good. It is always good. It is always connected. And there's nothing bad in the world. It is only we who had to correct ourselves. Why? In order to, in practice, be similar to the Creator. And by this we truly come to His understanding and degree. That's it, right? So now we have Tel Aviv, Brazil.
Brazil.
Yes, Ira. What you've said has just awakened so much feelings about the friends and our purpose to awaken each other in order to raise this light. Now, my question is, how can we perform and remind the friends that this deficiency, this avyut that comes from the Creator, it's only for...
About this, don't ask me. Don't ask me. I can't advise you anything. But When you hear each of you in your own society, in your own country where you are, you have to see how you, in a gentle way, subtle way, that is accepted by the environment, so how you can influence the environment, so you can drip some of these general things that we're learning, but be considerate of the public, of the audience, so they accept it well. Don't pressure them.
Itavan.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Qui viene detto che la creatura o aderisce totalmente al Borè oppure è un empio.
Here it's said that either the created being is in complete adhesion with the creator or he's wicked. But so far we said that there is the middle ground, which or the intermediate way, which is the way of the wisdom of Kabbalah. And here it seems that this is not considered. So can you explain this better?
First of all, the wisdom of Kabbalah is the middle line, which contains both lines, right and left, within the middle line. So don't think that you can throw away your advancement on the right or on the left and you're walking only in the middle. That's incorrect. You think that by this you're making your life easier. It doesn't work this way. We, rather, have to take the vessels of reception from the left and all of our ability to overcome and rise above our ego, which is the right, and connect the two. And it'll turn out to be the right, the middle line. We will learn how to do it in practice. But the middle line contains both lines together. And it's not like we can just cast away one of them, any of them, Baltia 3.
Спасибо. Ну, практически получил ответ. Мне просто было не...
Thank you, Rav. I received a practical answer, but it wasn't clear to me. What does it mean to feel good or to feel bad for a Kabbalist?
Very well. So now we're going to do a workshop. What is the right way to use the 10 in our correction, in the main correction we have to perform? Please, a few minutes. Niv, repeat it.
What does it mean to use the 10 correctly in our main correction that we have to carry out?
I think it was in a question from PT35 that our main correction is to draw the chasadim, the connection between us and from it to the Creator. So we should pray for this all the time and never stop asking.
The attitude to the friends, to the connection between us and the attitude to humanity. It's really how we relate to the Creator.
Using the 10 correctly in our correction is when you come to serve the 10. You come to take strength from there so you can have the strength to serve the 10. This is done by annulment and incorporation, and that's how each one should come to the 10 to receive from them the powers and pray.
Our whole correction is through using the 10. This is truly the correction by which the person takes the desires from the friends and raises them to the Creator. There is no other correction.
Yeah, the correction is to try to resemble to the Creator's action, to emerge from the will to receive and work for something that is not you. And it's exactly what the 10 gives us. Gives us the place to be directed to, on one hand. On the other hand, to keep checking yourself, where you stand in front of them, how much you still prefer yourself to them. And from there, make the request to the Creator.
Yes, it is the place for the implementation, the place where we truly need to internalize and to decide, all of us together, that this is the only place where we want the Creator to be revealed, the place where we're working on the connection between us and the relations between us. This is actually the field of our work.
Right, there is no way to discover the spiritual realm, the Creator, but only through the Ten. And what's the right way to use? To use them to exalt the friends and diminish yourself and see that every thought about the Creator goes through the Ten.
Yes. The Ten is the vessel where we can reach some contact with the upper force to the extent that we will annul our will to receive. If we make, try to work in mutual bestowal and do the inner work, a prayer, and try to follow all the counsels and recommendations of the Kabbalists, what they told us to do, and also Rav, then we can do the work in order to try to come closer to be more in equivalence with the general force of bestowal.
Bala Sulam is placing the emphasis on the feeling. You can't feel a little good or a little bad. There's a very clear feeling at any given moment, good or bad. And that's only through the Ten, through the friends, through this connection. You see that when we put vitality into it, we feel it. Thanks to the friends, we can really walk on those two legs.
Ken.
We'll move on to the next part of the lesson. Before that, let's sing a song together, and then we will study the preface song.
L'amour est dans l'union. 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 L'union des amis. Un pour tous, tous pour un. Un pour tous, tous pour un.
Nous arrivons.